And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we're going to go to something completely different. Smash It. This is Circus Oz, Sans Tent at the Arts Centre, and we've got the director of the show, David Woods, on the line. G'day, David. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, tell us all about it, because we love Circus Oz.
Yeah, so this is the first time I've ever worked with them. You know, I come from a theatre background, and I've been doing some theatre shows with little circus elements in, and two of the company members were working on those shows, and eventually sort of brokered an invitation for me to collaborate with them this year on the Comedy Festival show. And I was given a cast of seven amazing acrobats and three musicians to play with, who across all generations. So we've got someone who's just come out of NICA, and I directed him in his second year show at NICA, so I knew him quite well, and up to people on stage in their 60s flying on a flying trapeze kind of thing, and four amazing strong women in the mix, and as diverse as it possibly could be within the realms of this very specialised sector. And then, when you get a cast like that, you also get given a list of tricks and skills that they have, because they have these specialisations. So in the mix this time are tight wire, flying trapeze, slack rope, dance trapeze, hoop diving, and roller skates. So there you go. Those are your sort of ingredients from which you are invited then to make a delicious meal. It's interesting with circus. There's a notion that there's a dramaturgy of energy rather than a sort of conceptual kind of dramaturgy, which I would normally have when I make projects. So I tried to use that and my own kind of conceptual ideas.
Well, it's like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. I mean, because...
Yeah, yeah. I've actually seen the opposite of that, where you pull a hat out of a rabbit. I was delighted to sort of be able to have these incredible athlete artists to muck around with, and, we ended up coming up with something that has sort of elements of classic Circus Oz, which are, incredible skills, but a sort of little bit of political spice mixed in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as it says, because it's part of the comedy festival, it's side-splitting.
Well, that's the idea. that's a very subjective thing, but I find it funny. And, having digs at embedded digs at Victorian duck shooting and the toppling of statues to me is
yes.
Delightful, But it might not be everyone's humour, but it's kind of embedded, all that stuff, so that if you want to read it in a decolonisation sort of lens, you can, and have a great time.
Yeah, that's right.
Wave goodbye to Captain Cook and things like this. And
yeah, that's right.
Heckler shouting out things like "Goodbye, Cookie," as he's carried off, having been inverted Latrobe style. So yeah, we're playing with a lot of that stuff. But I mean, just sometimes you find yourself laughing just at sheer delight, and sort of incredulity at the skills of the people, and packed into that venue, which is the Fairfax at the Arts Centre. Where it sort of feels like a quarter of a circus ring almost, because it's got that circular front. And, trapeze flying up above your head and people climbing out the roof and things. So sometimes you're just laughing because you're kind of shocked, that kind of response. But, yeah, there are gags in there, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was always been gags. But the thing about circus is that people are... such tip-top athletes, like you said,
yeah.
And the capacity that they have is just mind-blowing.
Yeah. It is. It's incredible. And to be still doing it, you know, when you're in your 40s and your 50s and your 60s, that's the, you know, the difference. You don't often see that, you know, sort of sexagenarian flying through the air, pulling off a somersault, you know. So, yeah, really inspiring and funny and sort of a little bit naughty with politics, I guess, in that... you know, we say slightly, we're just sort of reflecting back what we see in the world, really. That's what I'll say.
Well, that's good. That's great. Yeah. That's perfect for a 3CR audience, I'll have to say.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've been watching Circus Oz through all its permutations, and they were part of the vanguard of breaking open the cultural malaise in Australia, I'll have to say.
Yeah. I saw them, you know, because I'm from the UK originally. I've been here 20 years now, but...
well, you haven't lost your accent.
that's right. I saw them in, like, the late 80s in Edinburgh, and, you know, there's still people from that cast in the building working on the engineering or designing the costumes, that kind of thing. So there's an amazing sense of tradition with it, as well as, you know, being at that sort of avant-garde wave. And I guess what my involvement there is sort of keeping them on that crest of the avant-garde, you know, the sort of the permanent avant-garde, if you like, you know, which is what I've been doing with my own independent work, just trying to keep it, you know, it's sort of always going to be underground just by the nature of its content and style. And always this, the style being one of continuous exploration, you know. So,
well, it's effrontery, but also dressed in very smart physical attire.
Because it's now not funded by the Australia Council, there's not a lot of money, yet there's a huge archive of stuff, which Laurel Frank, the designer, was able to access, and got some beautiful old fabrics. Well, the untouched fabrics, but they've been designed with this, this sort of tent shapes sketched onto cloth. And she made a set of costumes out of that material. And then I just said, well, it's stripped down. It's, you know, everything's pretty bare. Let's have them look like they're just lumps of rock, you know. So they've been described in the press as nudie Rudy suits. But basically, you've just got these, yeah, it looks like they're naked, but there's no detail, you know. So we have some jokes with that as well, where a hat juggler tries to hang their hat on a sculpture, but there's nothing there, you know, in the genital area for them to hang it on. It's just sort of Ken, you know, from Barbie or Action Man or something. That's stuff going on. That's what it looks like. But, yeah, we also, Mike Finch, the ex-artistic director, was designing it for me. And, you know, we brought this kind of cardboard aesthetic to it. So there are... The items that you see on stage are all mostly made out of cardboard, or there's a copy of the Australian newspaper which gets destroyed but keeps coming back.
It's a bit like the real thing.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't put a good thing down, can you?
Yeah, this paper's rubbish is the line. and then there's a kind of wheelie bin which we've just borrowed, which recycles paper and cardboard, but this kind of beast of the Australian lives in it. He emerges spectacularly to some sort of pretentious straps work, representing the soul of that newspaper, the sort of sentiment behind it.
The show's running till the 21st of April, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We in the Comedy Festival, we're doing multiple slots, so there's sort of today, I think there's a 3 and an 8, for example. It's sort of dense blocks, tends to focus around the weekends, but sometimes there's, you know, 4 days in a row with 2 shows a day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.